Hawaii Public Radio was the first to talk with Honolulu Board of Water Supply staff about the decision to alert the public about a dam that was dangerously high following rain from Tropical Storm Olivia. There was no need for emergency evacuations because the dam was not about to fail, but the news certainly took residents by surprise, particularly because many never really thought about being in an evacuation zone.
I didn't realize it was here that would affect us. I expected it to be on the other side of the pulley. Well, it's never happened before. So looking at this map, I would think that all the water would work its way toward the stream and go around this area. If anything, come down Nu'uanu Avenue. That's why I'm a little surprised. No, even when we had that 30 or 40 days of rains that come, 10, 20 years ago? Nothing like this ever happened before. It didn't happen then. And then we also need to have a shelter to move to. Because last I heard, there was none near here.
It's really scary, especially living, I live on like the Nu'uanu streams, kind of scary.
And you mentioned that there are lots of older homes along that area.
Yeah, really close to like the water level and the banks. I could see like if it just rose a little bit, there'd definitely be some damage to those houses. I think that it's pretty dangerous, especially given that we've had a couple of these like tropical storm hurricane scares lately. They just keep kind of coming.
Hear that sound? That is the sound of pumps at the dam. Firefighters and Board of Water Supply crews have been working around the clock, pumping water to lower the levels in the facility. The dam in question is one of four up in the Nu'uanu Valley area. If you're driving into Honolulu over the Pali, the Nu'uanu Reservoir No. 1 is on the right side of the freeway as you come into town. The Department of Land and Natural Resources Dam Safety Program has oversight over the facilities. We talked to engineer Denise Manuel about the program, which beefed up following the fatal dam breach on Kauai in 2006.
I think a lot of this stems from 2006 when the Koloko dam break happened. And at that point, the State Dam Safety Program inventoried statewide and went and looked for dams. So our number about 130 is kind of where there's been plus or minus dams since 2006. We conducted inspections in 2008 and 2009 of all the dams. At that time, a lot of the evaluations were hard to... It was hard to evaluate a lot of the dams because they were so overgrown. So a lot of them just got a really poor or unconditional rating because we just really could not identify them well. Since then, 90%+ of the owners have at least cleared their facilities and identified the structures, identified the spillways, cleared their spillways, and we do inspections at least once every 5 years, but normally on a two-year basis. And so we have an idea of the condition of the dams. The ratings for high, significant, and low are actually the hazard classifications for loss of life. So that hazard classification is not an indication of the actual condition of the facility.
That was DLNR engineer Denise Manuel talking about the state's dam safety program. Now, the Conversations Ryan Finnerty attended a news conference called by city officials yesterday to explain a decision to let the public know about their concern and the need to be alert about the risk involved about living downstream from a reservoir.
Nu'uanu Reservoir No. 1 sits just off the Pali Highway behind the Oahu Country Club. It's not one of the larger reservoirs in the area, but it still holds millions of gallons of water above dense residential neighborhoods. Ernie Lau is the chief engineer for the Honolulu Board of Water Supply.
This is not the large reservoir that you see on the... As you go Mauka on Pali Highway, if you look on the right, you'll see Nu'uanu Reservoir No. 4. And that's where we used to, many years ago, have catfish fishing. If some of you have been there, that's a really large reservoir. And we've kept that one at a very low level for many years. The other reservoir that we're talking about today is Nu'uanu Reservoir No. 1. As you go up Pali Highway going Mauka, heading toward Kailua, it's actually on the left side behind the Board of Water Supply water tank. This smaller reservoir, is located behind there. It holds about 100 acre-feet of water, and it was built in 1905.
100 acre-feet works out to more than 30 million gallons. All that water is held back by an earthen dam that collects rainwater runoff. Under normal circumstances, the reservoir level is gradually lowered using a siphon that feeds into Wa'alani Stream. But Wednesday night was anything but normal.
We saw that because of Tropical Storm Olivia jumping a lot of rain in that area last night, that the water level rose about 4 to 5 feet just over the evening. And because of that, I felt this morning it would be more proactive in it, basically out of the abundance of caution, to try to lower the water level even more quickly than using just our siphons that we normally have in operation. So that's why we decided this morning to pump. The water has not even reached the spillway, and the spillway is a normal part of a reservoir like this. It allows the safe release of water from the reservoir when the levels behind the dam reaches a certain point. You don't want to have a dam like this, which is an earthen dam, where the water levels go above the top of the dam itself and start to go over the dam. This is not a dam breach situation right now. We're not nowhere close to that. We're just trying to keep the water levels lower than the spillway. And because once water goes over the spillway, then you'll start to experience more flooding downstream, because the water has to go someplace, and it'll go Mackay downstream.
At its peak, the water in Reservoir 1 was only a foot and a half below the spillway. But that spillway is an additional 3 feet below the upper lip of the dam, so it was not in danger of overflowing. But with roughly 10,000 residents downstream, city officials weren't taking any chances. The Board of Water Supply and Honolulu Fire Department began actively pumping water out of the reservoir, stabilizing the situation. Had the water continued to rise, a mandatory evacuation would have been triggered.
Based on our plans, working with the State Department of Land and Natural Resources, when the water level gets to about within 1 foot lower than the top of the dam itself, that's when it triggers mandatory evacuations. And we'll be sharing today with you a map of the general evacuation areas for the community. We're not anywhere close to that. I want to stress that. But we want people to know that when you live below a dam, if the dam were to fail, these areas would be the areas we'd want to evacuate before the failure of the dam. But we're nowhere close to that. Part of the problem challenge of this reservoir, which is different from Nuuanu Reservoir number 4, where the catfish fishing is, you'll see a tower in the center of that reservoir number 4. That's what we call the outlet tower. There's also a spillway. So with the outlet tower, we can actually more easily release water from that reservoir to control the levels. Unfortunately, Nuuanu Reservoir number 1 doesn't have such a structure or capability. It does have a spillway, but it doesn't have an outlet structure that we can allow for controlled releases downstream.
Officials with the Board of Water Supply use automated sensors and cameras to monitor the levels of each reservoir. They began siphoning out water before Tropical Storm Olivia hit Oahu, but Wednesday night's heavy rains outpaced siphon capacity, prompting the emergency response. Hiro Toya is with the Honolulu Department of Emergency Management. He explains how an evacuation would actually work.
We would actually start the evacuation before the failure occurs. And our goal is to complete the evacuation notification within 1 hour's time. And so we believe that using resources from the city, fire, police, and also our Department of Emergency Management Volunteer Corps, we can successfully conduct that notification before the failure occurs in time for folks to evacuate. Now, again, out of an abundance of caution, we refined our plans this morning. We have an incident management team activated to look at specifically what type of resources we're going to need and how they would strategically approach the evacuation notification. So we will be doing having the responders go around the neighborhood, conducting notifications. And we would also work through the media to conduct the notification, as well as any means that we have to get that notification out.
A $7 million renovation of the larger Reservoir Number 4 is currently underway. Plans to upgrade Reservoir Number 1 were already being developed before Thursday's incident. I'm Ryan Finnerty for The Conversation.
And if you'd like to see a map showing the location of that reservoir and evacuation zone, as well as information about the dam safety program and any other dam across the state, you can find links at our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.